welcome to Extra Extra Funny.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
We do that at my house all the time, my son and I do. Yeah. What? We're going to go, and we put that in there like we know, like we really can't think of where we're going. We're going to go to a grocery store.
Yeah, I thought I was like, does he need help with this?
Everybody always thinks I need help, don't they?
No.
It's this medic alert bracelet that I have to wear all the time.
My grandma's got one of those now.
She does?
The necklace.
Yeah.
It saved her life not too long ago.
Well, you have to hit the button.
And I think she had to hit the button, yeah. Mm-hmm. She fell in her house in her 90s. It was bad. And she hit that little thing. I was like, oh, it actually
that's
worked.
Cool, yeah.
I think my mom has one, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And that's the help I've fallen and can't get up thing.
I think
they
so.
They just don't do that commercial anymore.
I kind of picture it like OnStar. Like, yeah. You know, they're like, oh, she fell down. Like, alert to the authorities. Yeah. They should make an advancement.
Are they going to start putting Apple Watches on all old people?
Probably makes sense. If it can detect a crash or something like that, probably does make sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I got the new iPhone over the weekend, and that was one of the, when I was setting up, I said, do you want to turn this on? I was like, sure.
Yeah.
If you're in a crash and it goes flying, it knows.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
I remember Rush Limbaugh would start like really getting into whatever he was saying, and he would get louder, and he would move his arms so much that and pound his desk, and his Apple Watch would ask if he was okay.
What?
Like you could hear it coming out of over here. Is everything okay?
Probably got his heart rate up too, because it'll warn you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
It tells you when to stand up, tells you when to have a moment of reflection.
So annoying.
Breathe.
Yeah, do you follow the advice when it's telling you to do that stuff?
When it tells me to stand up, it's usually not a bad idea for me to go ahead and stand up.
Yeah. They might be onto something there.
It tells you 10 minutes to the hour. I mean, 10 minutes until the next hour.
You should stand up?
Yeah.
Well, how does it tell you?
It just vibrates a little, then you look down and says, you should stand up.
Hey, Rob.
It's one of the rings that you can close on, you know, the fitness rings.
Yeah,
one of them is how many standing hours, how much standing time in the day per hour you did.
Do you ever fill up a standing ring?
That's the only one I fill up. Not filling up a walking one.
So you worked out this morning? Yeah. What'd you do? I stood up.
Stood up. Got my standing in.
Oh my! I closed that ring real quick.
Your watch is like, hey, Rob,
you've been sitting for 4 hours. Maybe you should get up.
It's Saturday.
Riggins, you're going to love this story. There was a fire chief in a small town. And you know how the high ups at the fire department have regular vehicles that they drive around? They're just painted up like, you know, with the fire logo and all of that on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one was driving in a pickup. And since he is the chief, he had a really nice pickup.
Sure.
That said fire on it. And the whole, it didn't have lights and stuff on top of it, but did have emergency lights in the vehicle.
Okay.
Because, I mean, he's not riding around in a fire truck.
Yeah,
a fire truck. And if he's the fire chief, then the municipalities pay for him to have a personal vehicle.
Okay. That's cool.
But the personal vehicle crashed the other night into a fire hydrant. Now, if you're going to wreck a fire pickup, crashing into a fire hydrant seems like that it would make pretty good sense, you know? Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
But it wasn't at night. It was just after noon.
Uh-oh.
And turns out they're saying that that he was impaired.
Oh, no.
The troopers at the scene detected signs of impairment leading to his arrest. A blood sample was taken and submitted for analysis, but that hasn't been the results aren't back yet or whatever. So that's a full-on no. I'm not taking your breathalyzer.
Yeah, well, yeah. You hope they didn't mention drugs or alcohol, though. I mean, he could have been just super high, man.
Well,
you just don't picture the fire chief smoking the doja.
So this all took place in DeSoto Parish in Louisiana.
Is that the only place that has parishes? Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, so it's in North Louisiana. So it's one thing that doesn't happen in South Louisiana that makes the national news.
Yeah, right.
So the far chief has a wreck and his parish issued fire truck runs over a far hydrant.
That's pretty good. Damn it, Jeff. I didn't hear it now.
And why would he be so impaired just after noon?
I know.
Like 12 in the day.
It's a wet lunch. Maybe go get some Mexican food. You're filled up, and you had a couple beers.
It's Saturday afternoon.
Oh, it's Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Saturday afternoon.
Dang, man.
Says DeSoto fire chief charged with DWI after crashing into fire hydrant. Ain't that some shit?
Ain't that something? Young guy? Old guy?
Well, I don't know. Let's look him up. His name is... No, he's 39. He's 39.
39. Yeah. Old enough to know better.
Mark McGee.
Do you hear what happened to old Mark? Drunk. Drove into a damn fire hydrant.
This is Mark McGee, far chief.
I want to see that truck, too. That's crazy.
Yeah. There are a bunch of people named Mark McGee who are in the fire departments around the country, I guess.
Mark's a pretty good firefighter name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come on, Mark.
And then they fired him for that?
I don't think they have yet. They pending the investigation.
Administrative leave.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, what are you doing, man?
Eminem.
I was testing how strong the damn fire hydrant was.
Yeah,
it ain't strong enough to tell you that much.
But he could have run into a fruit stand. I mean, anything but a fire hydrant.
I'm assuming that's a small town.
What?
Well, DeSoto Parish, and the town is called Kiachi.
Okay.
We played in baseball every year. We played the North DeSoto team. Their school is called the North DeSoto something. And it's a pretty good drive from Winfield, Louisiana, where I grew up.
What isn't? You know,
Kiachi, Louisiana. I don't know where that is, but I know DeSoto Parish. It doesn't seem to be a wealthy area. Kiachi is what it's called.
Holy. How you pronounce it.
Town in DeSoto Parish, Louisiana, population was 295. At the 2010 census.
What?
Part of the Shreveport-Bossier Metropolitan Statistical Area.
295 people?
Yeah.
What?
That was in 2010.
That's so small.
Can you even have a fire chief in a town of 295 people?
Maybe that's why they refer to him as the parish guy.
Ah, he's the parish. Yeah, he's
crazy. And you know it's bad when you're trying to find the bigger cities that it's close to. Now, this one, I guess, would be Shreveport and Bossier would be the closer ones. But,
did you know this guy?
No, that's pretty far from where I grew up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Man, talk about a bad day at the office.
Now, who's it going to be the chief now? Damn.
Yeah. Their first job is to go fix the fire hydrant.
And the truck.
And the truck. Damn. We're not getting you a new truck. You're going to have to deal with the. You're going to have to put some Bondo on that.
It's going to have to knock the bents out of it and be done.
Marky Mark, what are you doing?
So I'm wondering if the fire chief is appointed or elected. He's probably appointed at the moment.
If it's in Louisiana, it's whatever the most backwards way to do things is.
There's no way they vote on it with 295 people.
They read the tea leaves or the stars or something. Yeah. They let the chicken that lives at the firehouse pick it. Pooping on the floor.
Or the, you know, who the sheriff's brother or somebody's whoever's got time during the day be able to do it.
Give it to Mark. I just saw him.
You ain't got a job no more.
Yeah.
Hey, has anybody thought about Brad? He's good at talking. He'd be a good representative of the fire department. He can talk.
He had experience.
Yeah, he went to college. All right, so if you see any fire trucks that are swerving and whatnot, just think maybe Mark McGee got a new job somewhere, another state.
He's dangerous, though.